Okay, just to close off the Yom Iyun, I wanted to discuss a topic that goes through the theme of the Haggadah that we say on the night of Pesach. And, you know, it's funny, they say that the most published book of new types of books that come out every single year is the Haggadah. If anyone goes to any bookstore, you'll see this year they came out with another 30 different types of Haggadahs, and there's so much to talk about, and there's so much to say, and sometimes you get overwhelmed. So what do I say at the Haggadah? So I used to be like that also, and I used to have like a lot of them, and go through a lot of them, and then I took a step back, and I said, no, that's not the point. The point is not to every little word to say, okay, I have a Dvar Torah, I have something I want to say, I want to say this person has something to say, and you know, an hour and a half later, you're still at the first word of the Haggadah. The point is to, you know, to talk about the story and something even more. And that's why, for now on, what I've been using for the last many years is one Haggadah. It was written in the 1700s by the Nesivos HaMishpat and Yaakov Melissa, and it's called the Maisa Nisim. And that's the Haggadah I've been using, and I'd like to discuss some of the themes that, or one theme that goes through the whole Haggadah, basically, that he discusses, and I'll bring out some other ideas that come around from around it, and I hope, for me, this has changed my entire Pesach experience. The whole Seder night changed when I did this shift of what I'm supposed to gain out of the night. Okay, I'm going to start off with as follows. And the first part of the Haggadah that we say is a paragraph actually not in Hebrew. It's in Aramaic. And it's titled Halach Ma'anya. This is the poor man's bread that we ate in Egypt. So everyone should come and eat. Whoever needs, come and eat. This year we're here, not in Eretz Yisrael, the way you want it. We're here in, right, it was said, in the exile. Next year we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Hashtag, now we're slaves. Next year we're going to be free men. Like, what in the world? Why are we starting off the Haggadah with this? It's not in Hebrew. It's like the rest of the Haggadah. What's going on? So the Nesivos explains as follows. The Rambam writes, when he quotes the Haggadah, the Rambam writes that this text was only introduced after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Meaning, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, they didn't say this part of the Haggadah. Okay, again, the kickoff of the Haggadah wasn't in the Haggadah. It's funny, right? This is, it was introduced later on in Jewish history. He says that's why it's in Aramaic. Because it didn't exist, wasn't said in Eretz Yisrael, which is in Hebrew, right? We speak Hebrew here. It wasn't said in Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash was around. It was only later on when they went into exile, so they wrote it in their language. They wrote it in Aramaic. Now, why? Why was this paragraph introduced later on? Okay, so he gives the following parable, the following mashal, which sets the tone for the whole night. And he says as follows. He says, let's say there was a guy who was in jail. He was in jail. It was really bad there. Really bad. And he couldn't wait. He couldn't wait till he got out. And all of a sudden, some guy pulled off some miraculous feat. He convinced the President of the United States to let him out. Okay. So now he's free. Every year, on that day, on the anniversary of his release from prison, he's going to go to that person and say, thank you for helping me get out. Thank you so much. And every year, he'd go ahead and say thank you. As a side point, this is very interesting. There was a guy that my wife and I once set up, and he got married, Baruch Hashem. Every year at his anniversary, he calls me to thank me for setting him up. Isn't that unbelievable? Every year, he calls me up to okay, so sometimes something happens to you, something good, so in the year of that episode, that whatever that happened, you're going to call the person and say, thank you so much for getting me out of prison. Okay. Then, that same person that was in jail, something happens 20 years later, and he's back in jail. Okay? And not only that, but the jail that he's in now is so much worse than the first jail that he was in. Solitary confinement. Right? Now, do you think that if he was allowed to make one phone call a year, he would do it on the anniversary of the time that he was released from the first jail, to go ahead and say, by the way, I'd like to thank you for getting me out of jail 20 years ago. He's in a much worse state right now. Things are horrible right now, right? If you go through a difficult period in life and then you free up from that, so you have a car stove, you have Thanksgiving towards whoever helped you get out. But if you get into a worse spot, you forget about that nice thing that happened a long time ago. Now I got to get out of this place, right? So the Nesivos asks, he says, the whole Haggadah makes absolutely no sense. Why? Because it's true. We were in Egypt, and life was very, very bad over there. Right? And yes, we were saved. So we understand that we go ahead and we say thank you to Hashem every year on Pesach. Thank you for getting us out of Egypt. Thank you, it was so bad. Thank you, our life is better, etc., etc., etc. But life got worse. We got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. We getting bounced around like ping pong balls amongst all the different nations, in and out of countries. We're getting murdered, much worse than what was going on in Egypt. The things for the Jewish people got worse in the exile. So what's this deal? They were like, oh, yay, we're so happy you left Egypt. We're not happy you left Egypt. We were happy maybe at one point, but now life stinks. We're in the exile. Things are really, really bad. So how could it be then that we're having this high level of excitement on the night of the Seder? That's question number one. Question number two, this is really drives it home, that the what's this? What's the word Haggadah? We say we're going to read the Haggadah. Where does that come from?
Lagid to tell,
right? So that's the simple explanation. And from the Pasuk, V'higadata lebincha bayom ahu, that you have to tell your sons on this day, what happened to us in Mitzrayim? But the Avud Raham, who lives in the 1400s, says that the Haggadah has another explanation. And that's from a different pasuk in the Torah. And that is that the Torah says in Sefer Devarim, in Parashas Kisavo, when it comes to bringing the Bikurim, bringing the first fruits. So we're supposed to go ahead and we're supposed to say that, Hashem, we thank you for these fruits. Here, we're bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you, Hashem, for these amazing, beautiful, gorgeous fruits that you gave us. Okay? The Torah says, what do we say over there? We say, Higadati hayom l'Hashem alokecha. We use the same word. Higadati hayom l'Hashem alokecha. What does that mean? Says the Talmud Yerushalmi, it means, we thank you, Hashem, for these beautiful, incredible fruits. The word Haggadah also means giving thanks. And the Avud Raham writes, that is what the Seder night is about. It's all about giving thanks. So now, the question is even worse. The whole Haggadah, the name Haggadah, is give thanks. Hashem, thank you. Thank you for what? We're getting killed in the exile. We're getting literally killed. The intermarriage, the Jewish people are falling apart. People are losing it. People don't see Hashem. They lose the connection. The whole thing is down the tubes, God. Why are we thanking Him for something that happened so long ago when we left Mitzrayim? What's going on here? Okay, so here comes his answer. And this is where it becomes very, very real. Very, in my mind, it changed my whole experience of the night of the Seder. And he says as follows. He says, we are not celebrating the fact that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Ooh, that's a chiddush, right? We think that is what Pesach is all about. Leaving slavery. Wrong. That's not what it is at all. Okay? Rather, something very different. We say that we have four cups of wine at the night of the Seder. Rashi, in the beginning of Perek Avi Psachim, the 10th Perek of Gemara in Psachim, tells us that why do we have four cups? Because there are four different languages that the Torah uses when it comes to the redeeming the Jewish people from Egypt. V'hotzeiti, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Four words that basically all mean the same exact thing, that He took us out of Egypt. So, asks the Nesivos, why do we need four different terms that teach us the exact same thing? Was it that like Hashem wanted to be, I mean, when I was writing my book on Chumash, so the editor was like very very against. Like, God forbid that I use the same word from one line to the next. So you always have to switch the word, because that's how people think. I don't know what she was talking about. But then that's what happened. She read the entire book because no word could be used twice. So was that Hashem? Was like having, you know, editorial problems and Hick and clicked synonyms and put in words that all seem to say the exact same thing? Do we think that's what it was? No, right? So what's the deal? What's the reason that you have to have four different Lashonos? So he explains as follows. He says they're not the same at all. Yes, they all talk about going out, but they mean something very, very different. Vilzeiti means, okay, he physically took them out from one place to the next place. Vitzat means he saved them. He saved them from the subjugation. The Ga'alti means he redeemed them and made them into his slaves. That's a whole new level, right? You could move someone from one place to another place. You could save them from a difficulty. And then you could say, I'm saving you, but you're mine, right? That's the Ga'alti, is the third level. And then comes the bang. Level number four, V'lakachti. He took us to him. What does that mean? The word lekicha kach is used in the Torah and in the Gemara as the word which means I acquire you as a wife. The Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, how do we know that you're allowed to marry a woman with money? How do we give him a ring or something like that? Kicha, kicha, mistei Ephron. We learn it from the word kach. Kach means I'm taking you as a wife. Hashem didn't just move us from Egypt into the desert or into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem didn't just take us out of slavery. Hashem didn't just make us his slaves. Hashem married us. Whoa. We have a relationship with Hashem. And that's why he says that Hashem took us out biyad chazaka. Yad chazaka, strong hand, big hand. When I was cleaning up my room, after I moved to Eretz Yisrael, I was only planning to come here for a year, so I left everything in my bedroom at my parents' house. And when they realized that, I told them every year, it's one more year, one more year, one more year. After a while, they said, I think it's time for you to clean up your room. Okay, so I went back and I went through all my stuff, and I found all of my souvenirs from Shea Stadium. All the things that I used to buy when I used to go to the Met games. Okay? So I found this green glove. You guys know those big foam gloves, like the big thing? So I'm like, okay, let's throw this in the garbage. I said, wait a minute, maybe I have something to use it for. What's it going to be? It's going to be my Yad Chazaka at the night of the Seder. So I saved it, I still have it, and I bring it to the Seder, and I tell my kids, I said, oh, this is the Yad Chazaka. Hashem had a big hand, right? That's what I use it. They don't even know what Shea Stadium is, or the Mets, but they know my green hand is the Yad Chazaka, Hashem's hand. Why did Hashem have to take us with a big hand? Why did everything have to be razzle dazzle, all of these makos, all of these plagues, the whole world knew what was going on? Why was that needed? Answer. Because Hashem wanted to let the entire world know, I'm hooked. This is my wife. We're getting married. We're in. He wanted everyone to know. Okay, at the last in Shabbos, we spoke about how you're not supposed to post those things up to Facebook. But Hashem did it. Hashem let the whole world know that this is my wife. This is who I'm going to live with. And we're connected in a relationship. Right? That's what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted everyone to know what was going on. We walked through the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, right? And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asar Nisim Al Yam. There were 10 miracles at the sea. What do you mean miracles at the sea? You know what the miracles were? One of them was that as they walked through, the floor on the bottom of the ocean was marble. It was smooth rock. So God forbid that while we're walking out, our feet would get muddy. Do you think the Jews really cared about their feet getting muddy? They were in Egypt for 210 years. It was a horrible slavery. God, I'm so happy. Just let me out. So if my feet get a little dirty, who cares? Why did Hashem have to do that? Another one of the Nisim, as they went through, they were able to drink from the water from the sides without any salt in it. It filtered water. According to some opinions, there were fruit trees that were growing from the bottom. They were able to eat the fruit. What's going on here? This is ridiculous. Hashem, you're saving us from Egypt. You're making the biggest miracle in the entire world. You split the Yam Suf. What's this stuff going on in the middle? The answer is, because Hashem was letting us know, I'm not just taking you out of Egypt. I'm not just taking you away from the Egyptians, from the slavery. Life is about to get good. We are in a relationship. Let me show you what I'm going to give you. And that's what the Jews had to know when they left, that we're in. We're part of it. Says in the Sivas, that's how he's starting off the Haggadah. He's saying, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we're outside of Eretz Yisrael. So people are saying, well, forget the Seder business. Why are we doing the Seder? Haggadah, to say thank you to Hashem? Why are we doing that? It makes no sense. Hashem, you just put us into a worse spot than before. Why are we doing this? We start off the Seder. Halach ma'anya. Yes, we're about to have the bread of affliction. This is the aid in Egypt. So you're going to think then that, well, then why are we sitting here? Why are we commemorating this? Whoever wants, come and party. Let's eat all together. We're going to have a party. Why? Why? It doesn't make any sense. Because hashtahacha, it's true that now we're here. It's true that now we're in the exile. It's true that now things stink. But l'shana abba ba'aret Yisrael. Next year, we are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's true that we are hashta avde. It's true that nowadays we are slaves. We're slaves to the government. We're slaves to the non-Jews that are ruling over us. We're slaves. We can't necessarily just do what we want all the time when how we want it. But l'shana abba, the next year we're going to be b'nei chorin. We're going to be free. So what? So comes along the Nesivos and says it in a little bit of a deeper way. What happened when the Jewish people sinned? The greatest sin that they ever committed was?
Golden calf.
Cheda Egel. Right? They messed up big. The rabbis tell us, till this day, we are still suffering from it. What did Moshe say to Hashem? He said, you got to forgive them. Why do you have to forgive them? Moshe was one of the best lawyers ever to live. Best defense attorney, okay? He said, you must forgive them. Why must you forgive them? Because the Pasuk says, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yid Aleph and Yud Beis, 32:11-12, Vayachal Moshe's Pnei Hashem, he pleaded to Hashem, Elokav Vayomer, Lama Yechara Abcha Be'amecha, why are you upset at them? Why are you getting angry? You're saying you're going to destroy the Jewish people, God? Why? The people, Ba'amchan, the people, Asher, Hotzei, Samaritan, Swain, that you took out of Egypt, Bekoch Gadol, with the great strength, Ubiyad Chazakah, with that outstretched hand, that big hand, everyone knew. Why did you do that? Lama Yomer Mitzrayim? Why should the Egyptians say, why should all the other nations say, Bera'ah Hotzeiam La'arogasam Beharim? You know why he took them out? He took them out to kill them in that desert. Hashem, you can't kill the Jewish people now. Because you know why? Because everyone's going to say that you abandoned your wife. Here he is. He took them out. He became married to them. He had a relationship with them just to dump him. Just to divorce them. You can't do that. That's what the Pasuk says. Unbelievable. The reason Hashem could not destroy the Jewish people, even though they did something that deserved it, was because he was in a relationship. And when you're in a relationship, no matter what you got to do to help that person in the relationship, you do it. Even if the person did something really, really bad. That's what Moshe said to him. Moshe says to Hashem, that is the saving grace of the Jewish people, because you guys are hooked. You and the Jewish people are one, and therefore, if you get rid of them now, everyone's going to say, oh, look at that husband that didn't like his wife for a few days and got rid of them. The fact that you took out Mitzrayim, Biyad Chazakah, you let everyone know that you're married, that's the reason you got to save them now. That's it, Hashem. You're hooked. And that, the Nesivos says, applies for every generation forever. It's because we left Mitzrayim that we became married to Hashem that nowadays we know that next year we're going to Eretz Yisrael. Next year we're going to be free. Because we know that at the end of the day we got Hashem on our back. It was a very, very interesting thing. Hashem already gave a hint to this before the Jews went down to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that Yaakov was going to go into Egypt. And he was very nervous. He was in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to go down to Egypt. And Hashem says to him, don't worry. You can look up the Pasuk. The Pasuk is in Bereishis. Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Dalet and Hey, 46:4-5. The Pasuk says, Hashem says, don't worry about it, because Anochi Eired, Ve'alecha Gam Alo. I'm going to go down and I'm going to go up with you. And the Kliyakar explains in that Pasuk that Hashem went down first. I'm going to go first down to Mitzrayim, and when it's time to leave, you're going to go out first. I'm going to stay there and wait for you to leave. I'm never going to let you be in the exile alone. I'm going to go there first, wait for you, and when it's time to leave, I'm going to let you go out first, and then I'm going to follow you out. Right? It's like the good boyfriend that opens the door for the girl to let him go into the car. Right? Why do you do that? Because they learned that from Hashem. Hashem said, I'm not going to let you stand outside in the dark by yourself and I'm just going to go into the car and let you get in yourself. I'm going to let you go in first in the safe environment of the car, and then I'm going to go into the car. But you'll never be outside in the dark by yourself. Hashem said, I am going down to Mitzrayim first, and then you're going to go in. That's what they were dating still. Well, we didn't get married yet. That was before they went down to Mitzrayim. So that's what you do on the dates. When they got married, people let their wives go into the car after. No. Okay. So the Hashem was saying that I'm going to be with you because we're going to have this relationship forever. And that's why we start off the Haggadah that way. And that is what we say in the four cups. Again, the Lakachki, that four cup, is that we're married. We are together. Hashem is going to save us always because of what happened back then. So we're sitting at the Seder night, and there's a mitzvah. The Rambam says, Laharos is atzmo ki'ilu yatsa Mitzrayim. At the Seder night, you're supposed to feel as if now you're leaving Egypt. So the Sfaradim, a lot of them walk around with a pillowcase, with the matzahs, right? They go around the table, they do that because they want to show. But that's just like a nice custom. But really, we're supposed to feel that we're leaving Egypt now. We're supposed to feel that we're leaving. What do you mean we're leaving? That's ridiculous. We're leaving Egypt now. We're not leaving Egypt now. We're supposed to feel, what does it mean that Hashem is with us and Hashem is saving us, Hashem is guiding us, Hashem is moving us forward in life? All because He had a relationship with us at the times of Mitzrayim. The whole night of the Seder, we're supposed to be feeling, wow, Hashem is married to me. I love Him. It's amazing. Look at the great things that He gave us. And that's why in the Halal HaGadol, the Perek of Tehillim that we say, Hod LaHashem Ki Tov, Ki Lolam Chasto. Da-da-da-da, Ki Lolam Chasto. Da-da-da-da, Ki Lolam Chasto. We talk about all these miracles, Ki Lolam Chasto. Forever is His kindness. Why do we keep on saying, Ki Lolam Chasto, forever is His kindness? Says the Nesivis, the reason is because all of those miracles have an effect on us today. Today, we're still benefiting. The Chesed, the kindness of Hashem is always till this day. The fact that we're connected. How do you think you all got here? Because Hashem brought you here. You got to think about that. That is what the night of the Haggadah is. Haggadah to say thank you because we're thinking about all the incredible things that Hashem has given us and that Hashem is going to continue to give us. Yeah, life might not be great. Yeah, there are a lot of difficulties. Yes, the Jewish people are in a lot of trouble. Right? We have threats from foreign countries. We have people internally that want to kill us. We have problems. But Hashem always comes through at the end of the day to scoop us out. And that is what we feel good about. That's what we're saying thank you to Hashem about. And that's why, we close with this, and that's why there's a very interesting halacha. Never the whole year is there a mitzvah to stay up all night. Some of you might say, what do you mean? Shavuos night, isn't there a mitzvah to stay up all night? So I'll tell you, the answer is no. Huh. There's no mitzvah to stay up all night. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a mitzvah to stay up at night, Shavuos. It's some custom that creeped into Judaism, and we'll speak about that maybe closer to Shavuos, how that happened and what it means. But there's no halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says that the night of the Seder, you're supposed to stay up all night until slumber comes upon you. You're just so tired from the wine or whatever it is, you just fall asleep. When you start feeling your sleep, so go into your bed. But you're supposed to push yourself to stay up later. And the Seder Hayom tells us that you're supposed to say Shir HaShirim. The Megillah about the love between the Jewish people and Hashem. Why is there such a halacha like that? The answer is because if you go through the Seder experience, and you're feeling so close to God. He's with me today. That Hashem that took me out of Mitzrayim and married me is still having effects on me today. So the more it goes, and Ki Lolam Chasto, Ki Lolam Chasto, you say the Halal, a lot of times people are half asleep by the end of the Haggadah. No, that's when it starts to get pumping. That's when you're supposed to get really close to Hashem. Wow, this is awesome. This is great. Save up all your energy for then. This is great. Hashem is awesome. How in the world can after that you say, oh, you know, I'm going to go to sleep now. How can that be? After a night of an experience of the Seder night, you're supposed to be flying high. Stay up longer. Say Shir HaShirim. Talk about your relationship with Hashem and how close you feel with Him. Okay, you have to fall asleep. You have to fall asleep. But that is the experience. What does it mean that Hashem is married to me? How does that manifest itself in me today? And that's the whole entire Haggadah. Don't get lost on some nice ideas and Dvar Torahs that have absolutely nothing to do with the story of Mitzrayim. Okay? Manishtana halayla zeh. It should have been Halel Hazeh. Okay, talk about that in the Opan. Why Halayla, not Leil? That's not so important. Okay? Get to the crux. What happened? What were the miracles? Well, the miracle came like this. The hail came down. I have it at my Seder. Take ping pong balls. I covered it with tin foil. I throw it at my brother. He's always Paro. And we act at the whole thing. And we put a little bit red on the ping pong balls so that they could see that the bara, the hail, both had water and ice and had fire at the same time. We talk about the miracles. Wow! Hashem, that's an awesome miracle that you did for me. For me! Not for them. Forget them. For me! You did those things for me to let everyone know, I love this guy and now I'm going to do these crazy stuff. That's how much I love him or her, whatever. That's what it was. It applies to me. And the more, again, he said, and another miracle. Wow, that was for me. Oh, wow, that was for me. Oh, that was for me. Wow, I am married to Hashem. This is amazing. The whole night of the Seder will be a whole different experience. It'll be transformative. It'll be the greatest thing that ever happened to you. I wish everyone a lot of atzlacha. I wish you have a great Pesach. A lot of growth.